Amen.
Move forward.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we want to thank and praise your holy and righteous name for allowing us to exalt you on this morning, Father God. We want to thank you for allowing us to come to your throne of grace one more time, Lord God, as humbly as we know how, Lord God. We decree and declare greater blessings are coming our way, Father God. We decree and declare new open doors, oh dear God. We decree and declare that you will take us to the next escalon in our lives, oh Father God, that we will walk in the infinite abundance that you have promised us, oh dear God. We decree and declare that you are our Lord and our shepherd, oh dear God, and we shall not want. We decree and declare that you will continue to open up doors that have been closed unto us, oh dear God. We decree and declare that you will continue to expand our territories, oh dear God. We decree and declare that you will continue to heal the sick and afflicted that's on the prayer sick list, oh dear God. We decree and declare that you will continue to give them strength. We decree and declare that you will give the bereaved families consolation in this season, oh dear God, that they will be able to be free and they will be at peace and in tranquility, oh dear God. We decree and declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper in this season, Lord God. We decree and declare that you will continue to allow us to be the remnant in the earth, oh Father God. We decree and declare for you to be our El Shaddai, our El Jehovah, Harapha, oh dear God. We decree and declare, Lord God, that you will continue to strengthen us where we weak. We decree and declare that you will continue to anoint us afresh with new ideas and new creativity. We decree and declare that you will have us debt-free, oh dear God. We decree and declare that you will restore what the cankerworm has stolen from us, oh dear God. We decree and declare that we will walk in the way that you will have us to walk. We decree and declare that you will bring all the ministry together to be on one accord with one vision, one mission, and one mind, oh dear God. We decree and declare that we will lock arms like never before, Father God. We decree and declare that you will continue to bless our governmental officials, oh dear God, and our president, oh dear God, that they will have an ear to hear you, oh dear God, that they will utilize their spiritual eyes to see you, Lord God. Lord God, we decree and declare that you will continue to bless our homes, oh dear God. We decree and declare that you will bless our families, oh dear God, to give them clear thought processes, oh dear God. We decree and declare that you will anoint their minds, oh dear God, especially if it's not on you, Father God. We decree and declare that you will continue to bless all the prophets all over the world, oh Father God. We decree and declare that you will let us continue to walk upon serpents, oh dear God, and stomp them out, oh Father God. We decree and declare that you will continue to allow us to smell the sweet Savior from you, oh Father God, that we will continue to shabak you, Lord God, that we will continue to worship you and praise you like never before. Let's open up the lines to speak in our heavenly language. Amen.
Guess I gotta hold my food if I'm coming.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I'm sorry, woman of God. Prophetess Bethany, amen. And then you ask to reflect me.
Amen. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this new morning. We thank you for new beginnings even now. We thank you for peace and prosperity. We thank you for love, joy, and happiness even now, Father God. Thank you for the opportunity to come before you and lift your name on high on this morning, Father God. Father God, we thank you for the fresh fruit even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for ordering our steps even now, Father God, allow your will to be done in our lives. Not our will, but your will, Father God. Order our steps, Father God. Father God, allow us, lead us and guide us in your way, Father God, in your word, even now, Father God. And Father God, thank you for joy and happiness even now, Father God. Father God, anything contrary, Father God, allow your word and your will to be done in our lives even now, Father God. Father God, we rebuke anything contrary, any spirit of contrariness even now, Father God. Father God, we thank you for healing and wholeness even now, Father God. We thank you for reviving those that need the healing, Father God, and make them whole and complete even now. Father, we thank you for those that need your comforting touch even now, Father God. Comfort those that need comfort even now, Father God. Father God, touch those that need healing and even in their loved ones, Father God. Touch our children and our elders even now. In your mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Prophetess Danielle.
Father God, we thank you for this day, God. We thank you for everyone on the call. And we pray for those who aren't on the call, God. God, we ask that you be with our archbishop and our pastor as they are traveling to and from. And I thank you for the angels and the protection that you have over everybody's houses, God. And I thank you for this world, God. God, I thank you for the spirit of choice that you give us, God. And I thank you for all these things. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Prophetess Olympia, thank you so much. God bless you.
O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O Lord of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. The Lord has mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord has increased you more and more, you and your children. Ye are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Father God, we just thank you for life, Lord. We thank you for this space to be here, to come into your presence, Father, to come in unity, Lord. We thank you for every prayer that is uttered on this line. Father, we thank you for our Archbishop, Master Prophet Ebenon Jordan, our leading lady, Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan, as they are being refreshed on their trip, Father. Give them strength, Lord. Give them more insight, Lord. Thank you for the legacy of the Jordan family and every legacy that is represented on this line. Father, we thank you for healing and strength to all the partners that is on the prayer list, Father God. Allow the angels to permeate their body from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. Father, we thank you for the men and women that serve in the country so diligently, whether it's the Air Force, Marines, Navy, or Army. Father, protect them, Lord. Father, protect their families and keep their families at perfect peace. Father, thank you for our comings and our goings. Father, we thank you for instruction. We thank you for new opportunities to grow, even in you, Lord. We thank you for your Son, for him, Jesus Christ. Where would we be if he wasn't here to represent and cover all of us before we even thought about? Father, we just thank you for his love for you and for his love for us. Father, we thank you for prosperity from the north, south, east, and west. And I ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Father God, we just thank you for this day. We just thank you for life. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not upon your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path or our path. Lord, I just thank you for Archbishop Ebenar Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan for their faithfulness in globalizing the prophetic in which we are part of. I thank you for healing and restoration. I thank you for the safe house that I'm in. And I thank you for all the women that you're touching in this season. Give them the extra strength that they need, Lord. I thank you for Mother Jordan and Mother Mary Jordan and Mary Berrien, Mother Gladys Alston, and all the mothers worldwide. Continue to give them the strength and heal them as well, Lord. I thank you for our children and their comings and their goings. And I thank you for the hedge of protection that you give them. I thank you for my son Kevin, Paul, and my daughter Olivia. Keep them uplifted, Lord. Remind them of who you are in this season. And I thank you for all the fledglings. I thank you for the Jordan family. I thank you for their legacy, and I thank you for all the legacies that's represented on this call. And I thank you for all the guests that's on the call as well. Give them strength, Lord, in the devastating cities and states of New York, Puerto Rico, California, Texas. Lord, you know, please get, thank you for giving them assistance in this day, in this hour. And thank you for the prophets that's represented in each state that they can teach the people as well as who you are and give them comfort. I praise, honor, and worship you, Lord. I love you. I thank you for all the prayers that's going forth. In Jesus' almighty name, amen.
And Father God, we thank you for the things that you're doing in this season. I thank you, Father God, for allowing the weak to say I'm strong, the sick to say I'm healed, the poor to say I'm rich. I thank you, Father God, for your word. I thank you, Father God, for we call those things that be not as though they were. So I thank you, Father God, that by his stripes we are healed. I thank you, Father God, for all of the things and the turnaround that you're giving the people on the prayer list, Lord God. I thank you for the breakthrough. I thank you, Father God, for providing the roofs over our head, the food for our stomachs, Lord God, the clothing on our back, Lord God. I thank you for the things that you're allowing us to reach for in this season, Father God, with grace and with favor, Lord God. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you, Father God, for your breakthrough. Thank you, Father God, for the abundant season that you have your people walking into. I thank you, Father God, for the spirit of entrepreneurship. I thank you, Father God, for the new businesses, the new ideas, the new connections, the new relationships, Lord God, just the newness in the beginning that you have coming forth for us, Lord God, as we come closer to prophecology, the birthing place, Lord God. I thank you for the things that you're doing in this season, Lord God. I thank you for the latter rain. I thank you, Father God, for the restoration. I thank you, Father God, for the miracles. I thank you, Father God, for the victory. I thank you, Father God, for the way out of nowhere. I thank you, Father God, for the things that you're moving forth in us in this season, Lord God. I thank you for giving us the desires of our heart. I thank you, Father God, for the momentum that you're allowing your people to have. I thank you, Father God, for just allowing us to walk in the flow of your spirit and to stay in your spiritual flow, Lord God. Thank you for the guidance. I thank you for being a light to our path and a lamp to our feet, Lord God. I thank you for the traveling mercies, Lord God, and allowing everything to go off without a hitch and no incident, Lord God. I thank you for the covering. I thank you for your protection. I thank you, Father God, for your peace, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for the climbing that your people are doing, Lord God, to continue to push and press forward, Lord God. I thank you for the new birthing, Lord God, that's coming forth in this season. I just thank you for the newness, Lord God. I just thank you for all of these things. I give you all the honor. I give you all the glory, and I give you all the praise. And I thank you, Lord God, for forgiving us, for we not know we do, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for your mercy and your grace. And I thank you, Father God, for the sweet sleep that you give us and the peace that surpasses all understanding. And I thank you, Father God, for the debt cancellation. And I thank you, Father God, for making the crooked path straight. I thank you, Father God, for just knowing these wonderful things for your people, for you shall perfect those things that concern us, Lord God, and you see our heart. And I thank you, Father God, for just doing the things that you're doing, the growth and the development, Lord God, the dedication that we have towards you, Lord God. And I just thank you for the deliverance and the salvation. And Lord God, I just thank you, and I love you unconditionally because you first loved me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Brethren, by the mercies of God, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service, and do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Romans 1 and 2. Romans 12, 1 and 2, excuse me. Lord Jesus, renew our minds today, Lord God. Empower us to live obediently to you rather than to conform to the conformity in this world, Lord God, that we may live a life that pleases and glorify you, Lord God. We want to thank and praise your name for just allowing us to be a yes, to stand in a yes, Lord God. And Lord God, I stand as proxy for the Brandt family, for Janelle and James Pascal, Shirley Santana DePaul, Granny Patterson, and Donnell Winningham, that you would give them strength in this hour, Father God, and the young family as well, that you will console their bereaved hearts, oh dear God, that you will continue to bless them like never before, Lord God. And Lord God, I lift my mother Vivian Croswell up in this season, and my sister Simone Figueroa and her family, as well as my son Ladreus, oh dear God, that you will continue to bless them afresh, oh dear God. Anoint them like never before so that they continue to serve thee, oh Father God. And Lord God, as we go through this holiday season, oh dear God, we ask a special blessing to those that are listening on the lines and those families that are represented in the forefront, that you would give them new mercies, oh dear God, that you would give them tranquility, a peace of mind to have their mind stayed on thee, Father God. We thank you, oh dear God, for allowing us to smell the sweet Savior, the sweet Savior that you continue to allow to come into our nostrils, Lord God. We thank you for allowing us to glorify your name, O dear God. We thank you in advance for all the blessings, all the open doors, the new relationship, the right connections, Lord God. We thank you for the overflow of blessings that you continue to give us in this season. We thank you for blessing the marriages, O dear God, and those that are waiting on their Boazes, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you will send the right people to us that will make the right connections so that we could continue to be elevated in your will, Lord God, that you will continue to give us the spirit of excellence, the spirit of execution, the spirit of implementation, oh dear God, that we will continue to do your will according to what you have laid out, Lord God. You have given us the blueprint, Lord God, and we thank you for it, oh dear God. We worship you, Lord God, and we say we love you like never before, dear God. And Lord God, go into the hospitals, go into the streets, oh dear God. Bless those that are homeless, oh dear God. Bless them that they will have their angels of protection around them, oh dear God. Give them a peace of mind in this season, oh dear God, that they will be fed, oh dear God, not just by physical food, oh dear God, but by your spiritual food. Continue to fill us up so that our cup is runneth over, oh dear God, that we shall be selfless, oh dear God, so that we can practice a mode of selfishness, oh dear God, so that we could continue to keep us to us, but Lord God, that we will give the overflow to your people, that we will come to do your will and not our will, Lord God. We thank you in advance, Lord God, for allowing us to come to Shabbat you, to glorify you, oh dear God, to call you our God, our Lord, and our Savior. We thank you for being the ultimate sacrifice for us, oh dear God. These many blessings we ask in your Son Jesus' name and for thy sake. Amen and amen.
Prophetess Yolanda.
Oh, Father God, thank you for your goodness and mercy. Thank you for your love. Thank you, Lord, for your strength. Thank you, Father God, for strengthening my family. Thank you for giving them favor and mercy. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for healing my father's legs. Thank you for strengthening his leg. Thank you for touching his physical body from the crown of his head to his toe. Thank you for healing my mother. And thank you for touching her physical body and her eye. Thank you, Lord, for doing healing her eyes and her thyroid. Thank you, Lord, for grace and mercy. I'm a two wonderful parents. I thank you for them. Thank you for my sister, Diane. Thank you, Lord, for giving her favor with the principal. Thank you, Lord, for blessing him too. And thank you, Lord, for giving us strength and for your grace. For if it wasn't for your grace, we would not be here. Thank you for your mercy. And thank you, Lord, for Prophet, Archbishop, and Pastor Yorley. Thank you for blessing them. Thank you for globalizing the prophetic. Thank you, Lord, for all the ministers and all the deacons. Thank you for them. Thank you for blessing them. And thank you for the miracle money. Thank you for my own place. Thank you, Lord, for salvation. Thank you, Lord, for doing healing in my mouth. Thank you for touching my mouth, my teeth, my gum, and the surgery. Thank you for giving me favor and strength in my teeth. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, for my bone and my bowel movement. Thank you for helping me to control it. Thank you, Lord, for touching my physical body from the crown of my head to my toes. And thank you, Lord, also for touching my dog and doing healing on my dog, especially on his scratch. Thank you for touching him and healing him. For you created animals, so I know you can heal animals. And I thank you for touching Bruno. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your mercy and goodness. And thank you, Lord, for mercy travelers, for those who need it, and for those, and for President Donald Trump. Thank you for him. Thank you for blessing him and giving him the wisdom to know how to run a country. Thank you for blessing him. Thank you for giving him grace and mercy. And I give you the praise, the honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Father God, we give you all honor and praise with thanksgiving, God. And we thank you for this day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, oh God. Oh God, thank you, God, for our leader, Master Prophet, and our leading lady, Prophetess Deborah Jordan. Thank you, God, for giving all your leaders all over the world for direction in their lives and the lives of your people. Thank you for the traveling mercies, oh God, as well, that you give us and give them as well. We want to thank you, God, for giving us traveling mercies and protecting us as we travel by air, land, or sea, and keeping us safe and guiding us wherever we may be. Thank you, God, for protecting us from accident and keeping us free from harm to body and soul. And thank you, God, for supporting us with your grace and letting us be mindful of your presence, oh God. We thank you, God, for bringing us back safe and sound, oh God. And we thank you, dear Lord, that we are prosperous and we are the head only, God. Thank you, God, for every name that's been called on the prayer list, God. And thank you, God, for just giving them mercies and healing them and put your healing all over and around them, God. Thank you, God, for your healing power and healing them from the top of your crown to the bottom of the soles of their feet, God. And thank you, God, for healing everything in their bodies that needs to be healed, God. Thank you, God, for healing us in the mind and in the body and in the soul, God. We thank you, God, for that, oh God. And we thank you, God, for also comforting and graciously regarding those who are sick, God. And we thank you, God, for the mercy that you give to shed in and sustaining them with your presence and your assurance and your presence and lifting them all out of their despondency. We want to thank you, God. And thank you, God, for letting your light and faith continue, God, and to radiate all through their rooms and all through their mind, their spiritual minds, God. And thank you, God, for keeping them mindful, God, of your presence and keeping them mindful of what you had, your promise to them, God. We want to thank you, God, for that, oh God. And we want to thank you, God, for all our youth, God. We want to thank you, God, for blessing them and fulfilling them with your goodness and your love, God. We thank you, God, for how much they love you, God, and to be on this line praying for you, God. I just want to thank you, God, for the youth, God, and for generations up to now, to the fourth generations, and all of our lives, God, that they will, that this will continue, God, and continue through on, oh God. And we want to thank you, God, for whomever form against us shall not prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment is already condemned, because when you arise, dear Lord, the enemy scatters. Thank you, oh God, in your precious, mighty, and masterful name we pray, amen and amen. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord said, look, they are all one with the same language for all of them, and this is only the beginning of what they will do. Nothing that they have a mind to do will be impossible for them. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. O sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gotten him the victory. He will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all faces, and the rebuke of his people shall he take away from off all the earth. The Lord hath spoken it. Father, we give you the glory, we give you the honor, and we give you the praise that no weapon formed against us can prosper. We give you the glory that every tongue that is risen against us in judgment is already condemned. We give you the honor, Lord God, that great peace have we because we love the law, and nothing shall offend us, nothing shall cause us to fall, nothing shall cause us to stumble. We thank you, Lord, that we walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor do we stand in the way of the sinner, nor do we sit in the seat of the scornful. But our delight is in the law of the Lord, and in your law we meditate day and night. Therefore, we are like a tree planted by the rivers of water, and we bring forth our fruit now in this season.
Also our leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever we do shall prosper. We thank you, Lord God, for divine health, and we thank you, Lord, that wealth and riches are in our house. We thank you, Lord God, that every need is met and every bill is paid. We reverse the curse of cancer, asthma, tuberculosis, kidney failure, dementia, Alzheimer's, ADHD, autism, mental conditions, mental spirits. We decree healing for your children. We pray for our children. We pray for the anointing and the spirit of excellence to be upon them. And we thank you for divine grace and protection for each of them. We bless every home that is represented on this call. And we decree and declare victory and breakthrough in every need that is lifted up on this call, every prayer request. And we bless you for our Archbishop and Pastor Deborah Jordan as they travel the high seas, Lord God. We decree and declare divine protection. And we bless our first family, and we cover them with the blood of Jesus. For no weapon formed against them can prosper. We reroute every enemy that shall raise up against them. And we cancel every assignment, every attack, and we send it back 100-fold return, God. We reroute every witch. We reroute every warlock, and we frustrate their efforts and cancel every assignment. We break the power of the enemy over every family member. Every generational curse is broken in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, bless God, people of God. Thank you for being on the call. Thank you for your stand. Thank you for your yes. Thank you for your faithfulness. Amen. Thank you for your commitment and continued support of this call. Amen. As we stand with you, God is standing with us. Amen. For our breakthroughs. And we bless you in the name of the Lord. Amen. And we want to go ahead and jump right into the announcements. And I'm going to ask that you remain on the call until we dismiss. Amen. Because we don't want you to miss anything. Amen. And we want you to consider sowing a seed, amen, of any amount to support the continuance of these prayer calls. You can text your donation to 646-762-0433. Amen. And join Archbishop Jordan for a live conference call Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And don't forget, New Year's Eve, December 31st, 10 p.m., the New Year's Eve oil mixing service. Amen. You want to RSVP at 888-831-0434. Also, Prophecology, you must register, even if you are in the Book of the Month Club, people of God, hear me. You must register at www.prophecology.com. You must identify your roommate, if you're having a roommate, if you're having an individual room. All of those things need to be clarified and posted, as well as the number of nights you're attending, as well as your travel itinerary. Amen. You have a concierge assigned to you. Therefore, they must know your entry and exit dates. Amen. Also, Pop Life Radio, Monday through Friday, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Join the live conference call. Also at 8 p.m., our very own Prophet Joshua Jordan, amen, is teaching and ministering out of his soul. Amen. And join us again for another Midnight Cry at this number, 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Monday, 7 days a week. I'm going to challenge each of you to post this phone number on your Facebook pages. Invite someone,
Amen. It might be someone you're not even speaking to right now. Amen. Invite them to this call and let God deal with the situation. Amen. I think that is all. Amen. But I'm going to encourage you to sow so you can grow. Sow so you can glow. Give so you can live. Seed to eliminate your need. Seed so you can stop the bleed. Amen. Don't be just a taker. Amen. Don't be like the 10 lepers, the 9 lepers that just went on about their business after they were healed. Amen. Be like that one that came back and said thank you. Amen. God bless you is our prayer, and have a wonderful Saturday. Peace.